An out-of-control fire at the Winston Weaver fertilizer plant in North Carolina has forced thousands of people to evacuate their homes. That fire poses a danger of a large explosion that could lead to chemical exposure. The fire started on Monday, and as of yesterday, there have been no reported deaths or injuries, but crews and experts watching the fire said that it has the potential to cause, quote, the largest explosion in U.S. history. So we'll continue to monitor that. The Eurozone inflation rate rose to a record high of 5.1% in January due to a fresh surge in energy prices. This comes as an unwelcome surprise for policymakers at the European Central Bank, who have said they don't expect to raise their key interest rate this year. They meet tomorrow, by the way. Widespread expectations were for Eurozone inflation to decline to 4.3% at the start of this year. Political action groups for Goldman Sachs and Comcast have begun donating money to Republican lawmakers again, according to new filings. The committees have paused giving money to lawmakers who voted to object to the certification of President Biden's election after the January 6th riot. The two companies were among dozens who halted political donations and now join companies like Aflac and American Airlines who resumed political donations back in June.